Hey, I'm King Richard. This is my show.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, King Richard.
You're listening to Bonersode 71 for November 14th, 2020. I'm your host, Bobson Dugnut, and today's producer is Sagacious Zoo. That was Zoo impersonating me at the beginning of the show. I don't know what his deal is. I sound nothing like that. But did you know Zoo has his own show? It's called Sagacious Zoo Sex Cauldron. You can catch his live shows at Mixler.com/Sagacious Zoo. Although prank call Mixler accounts seem to be an endangered species these days. Luckily, I think he's got a website as well. I'm looking right now, and I guess the URL is sexcauldron.show. Seems pretty sus to me. I ain't clicking that shit. Anyway, I'll link it in the show notes. Go give him a listen. But fuck that crazy Canadian. You're here for my prank call antics. Let's listen.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah?
Hey, boy, it's Winston with the HOA.
Did you say Winston?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know who you are.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever met personally. I just work for Art, our treasurer.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wanted me to give you a ring and just let you know about some construction work that's going to be going on starting Monday right in front of your house. Just needed to let you know about it.
Okay.
Was
that lot sold?
Oh, what, no, it's going to be like in your lawn.
What's going on in my lawn?
We hired a crew and they're going to be installing a holographic projector in your front lawn. And basically what it's going to do is it's just going to kind of disguise your house, just make it look like more of the rest of the neighborhood.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Why would you do that?
You know, it's just like your house kind of sticks out. You know, like it's just kind of the redheaded stepchild of the neighborhood. So, you know, it's no big deal. Like we don't want to.
No, you're not gonna do that.
Oh
and
yeah, no.
You have the right house.
Well, yeah, this is Don, right? You're over there at 102.
Yeah.
No, it's the right house. You know what I mean, like. No offense or anything.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Well, your house is just kind of like the run-down one of the neighborhood. And
what do you mean run-down? It's 10 years old.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not really anything to do with the age. It's just basically the lack of upkeep.
And are you out of your mind?
No, I mean, I don't mean to be
Have
offensive.
Have you looked at it?
Yeah, I mean, we've all. It's hard to look away, you know, but basically,
we just
pulled some money together and we paid for this holographic projector. It's just going to like make your house look better. You know, that's all. Like, it'll just make it look like.
No, you know. I don't want you to make my house look better.
Well, it's not really up to you. Like, we all just kind of decided as a group, you know.
Who all?
The HOA. The board of directors.
No, you didn't. No, the board of directors didn't do that.
Oh, the hell we didn't.
I go to all the meetings.
Well, we didn't invite you to this meeting, dummy.
I don't know who this is, don't call here again.
It's Winston. I told you at the beginning of the call, boy.
Winston who?
Beauregard.
What's your last name, Winston?
Beauregard. I just said it. Beauregard.
Winston Beauregard. And you're from Realty?
Well, I work for Art. But yeah.
Art who?
You don't know Art, our treasurer?
Yeah, so what about him?
Well, okay, I work for him.
How do you work for him? I speak to him 2 or 3 times a day, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Like, he didn't want to offend you or anything, so that's why he's having me call. But look, it's a good thing, because like now you can just pretty much let your house go to crap. You don't have to try to do anything, and the holographic projector is going to make it look all nice, and you know, you'll fit in better.
Look, Winston Beauregard, I don't know what you're talking about. This is total bullshit.
Oh, you're bullshit.
And the board of directors did not agree to anything like this.
Yeah, how would you know?
I would have been told.
No, you're not on the board of
they
directors.
They did not have a meeting.
Yeah, of course
Any
we
meeting
did.
They've had, I've been to.
Listen here, boy. We don't, you know, make it a business of lying I don't appreciate the accusation. Don? Oh, is that Roberta in the background there? You tell Roberta to shut her mouth. Oh, Don? Don, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, you're busy or lazy or whatever. It really doesn't matter. But we're just going to take care of it, you know, with this holographic projector. I mean, really, you ought to be thanking us. We're the ones that are paying for it, you know. Don? All right, bye, Don. Bye.
If you come anywhere near our house, you will be arrested.
Arrested? Are you a policewoman?
No, but if you step foot on our property,
well, I'm not going to be doing the work.
We will have the police notified that you said that you're going to be here at 9:30 tomorrow.
I'm not going to be there, stupid. The crew that we hired is.
And you are so full of shit.
You are, Roberta.
Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hey, boy. It's Winston from down the street.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know a bunch of us in the neighborhood, we all got together and we paid for a holographic projector.
Okay.
And we got approval from the board and everything. And a crew's going to be coming by tomorrow and they're going to be installing it in your yard.
Okay.
And basically what it's going to do is it's just going to kind of disguise your house or just make it look a little more, you know, just like the rest of the neighborhood.
Why? What's wrong with my house?
You know, it just kind of looks a little run down and everything, so...
Are you serious?
Why?
Are you just teasing me?
No, I mean, I'm not trying to upset you or anything, but, you know, it's just kind of... Like, your house is kind of the one that sticks out in the neighborhood, you know?
Does it? Yeah. Which house is yours, Winston?
I'm over here at 269, just a ways down the road from you.
269, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's too fucking bad, because if they step on my property, I'm going to have them arrested.
Steve, there's no reason to get upset like that.
Listen, I'll put you on speakerphone so my wife can hear this.
Oh.
He's standing there. He's trying to bust my balls. He says we don't keep our property up.
What?
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't...
Don't be a fucking asshole now.
Steve, why are you cursing me out? I'm just... Like, I know you're busy and everything. We all know that, you know, times are rough and...
Times are rough.
And we just figured we'd kind of, like, I don't know, you should be thanking me, really. It's like we're all paying for it.
Who is this?
Oh, is this Don?
Go ahead. Who is this?
Hey, oh man, where'd Steve go? Don, can you go back to the kitchen or something? The men are trying to speak here. This doesn't really involve you.
This is somebody joking.
Come on. Who is this?
Steve. You need to control your woman. Just man up.
Winston.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding you. I didn't mean to upset you or anything. We're just trying to do a nice thing here because.
All right.
Yeah, I mean your house basically looks like shit.
Yeah, it does. I agree.
Hey, Steve, just get her to go back in the kitchen or something.
I'll tell you what. I'll be right down.
Down where?
To 269 Road, tough guy.
Is that a threat? Are you trying to threaten me?
I said I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, there's really no reason for threat, Steve.
I didn't threaten you. I said I don't want to talk to you anymore on the phone. I don't want to talk on the phone.
Well, you said you're going to be coming down here. Like,
I want to look you in the eyes because I don't want to talk on the phone.
Well, we need to social distance.
Okay. All right. So, fuck you.
Hello?
Hey, Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, it's Winston from down the street.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just needed to kind of give you a heads up. A bunch of us in the neighborhood... We got together, and we got you a holographic projector.
God, really?
Yeah. And so a crew's going to be coming by tomorrow. They're going to be installing that just out front there in your yard.
Okay.
Basically, what it's going to do is it's just going to disguise your house or just make it look, you know, just a little bit more like the rest of the houses in the neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, because yours is, you know, it's looking a little worse for wear lately. Yep.
Oh, man.
And anyways, yeah, the crew's going to be there tomorrow at about 8 o'clock, bright and early.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll just have to run an extension cord up to, I assume you have an outlet somewhere around there on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to cost you a pretty penny in electricity costs, but it'll be worth it.
That's right. I'm one of the most efficient houses in the area.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because like your house is, you know, all, you know, state of the art, green technology and everything, efficient, but but it just looks like crap, you know? It looks so run down. It's just,
yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
you're lazy, you know?
I think it's been like 2 years since we've had it painted, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like shit. We're sorry. Yeah, I mean, you don't need to be sorry. You know, we know you're just kind of a deadbeat. That's all.
That's right.
Yep. You've been drinking tonight?
No, I don't drink.
Oh, that's weird. You smoking something?
Huh?
You partaking in the devil's lettuce? I think that's what they call it these days. All right, Dan. Well, anyways, you're just naturally high, I guess. I'm gonna let you go.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Aw, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Pam.
Yes.
Hey, Pam. It's Daryl with the HOA.
Daryl, yes.
Yeah. Hey, I was just calling because we had kind of a complaint from one of your neighbors.
Okay.
You know Cody over there across the street from you?
There is no Cody across the street from me.
Well, just kind of... just down...
Are you sure you have the right HOA? Because I'm on the board of the HOA. I'm in...
Yeah, you're over there on... Right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the one. Yeah, we had kind of a complaint that you were just kind of poking around Cody's shed. Just getting on...
Cody's shed?
Yeah.
I don't even know a Cody.
Well, he's just a little ways down the road from you. He's the one in the purple house. And basically, I just need to remind you, just need to quit getting on Cody's shed, you know, to stay off the shed.
Wait a minute. You have the wrong person. There is no Cody that lives on road.
Of course there is. This is Pam, right?
You're okay, over there. Okay, what number? What number on road?
You're at 201, right?
I am at 201, correct.
Yeah, so you're the one.
Because there's no Cody around here. I have no idea. I have not been on anybody's property.
Pam.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pam, you just need to stay off of Cody's shed. That's it.
Number one, who are you? You are calling the wrong person.
No, this is Pam V or whatever the hell your last name is, right?
Well, you are not on the HOA board.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am now. And my first order of business is to tell you to stay off of Cody's shed.
I don't know who told you anything, but I have not been on Cody's shed.
Pam.
I don't even know who a Cody is.
Pam, just...
You know what? Send me a letter.
Pam, just stay off the shed.
Send me a letter.
Just stay off the shed.
You're telling me I was on Cody's shed. I have no idea who you even are, Daryl.
Pam, you stay off the shed. For the last time, just stay off the shed.
You know what? Stop calling me, because I have no idea who you are.
I only called you once.
I have your phone number with Realty.
I only called you once.
Well, you know what? There is no Cody around here.
Bullshit. He's like three.
And I have not. Cody what? What is Cody's last name?
Nonamsky.
What is it?
Nonamsky. Everybody knows Cody. Basically,
no, I'm sorry. I do not know Cody.
You're just
getting on me for going on Cody's shed. I have no idea who Cody is. Don't know where he lives.
I'm getting on you because you're getting on Cody's shed, and you need to knock it off.
I am not on Cody's shed. You're ridiculous. Oh. You have the wrong... He's telling me I have been on Cody's shed.
Pam.
And him, according to the HOA, he's saying he's on the board of directors. His first order of business is to tell me to stay off Cody's.
Who are you talking to? Is that Michael in the background?
It is Michael in the background.
Well, you tell
my neighbor across the street.
Well, you tell Michael to just shut up.
No, I'm not going to tell Michael to shut up.
To tell him to just shut his big fat mouth.
Come to my house and tell me this.
No.
Come to my house and tell me this.
I'm telling you over the phone.
I don't know who you are. You're not on the board of directors.
My name is Daryl Tranks. I am on the HOA.
I'm sorry, Derek what?
I told you my name is Daryl Tranks.
Daryl Trank. You don't even live in... Daryl Trank?
Bullshit.
Stop calling me.
I'm over here on... Bullshit.
You could be on... I don't care.
Well, that means...
Because I am telling you, I have no idea who Cody is. I have not been nowhere near Cody's shed.
Pam, you're
Don't tell me.
Don't play dumb. Just fess up.
I'm not playing dumb with you.
You're obviously,
you have no clue who you're even talking to.
You're obviously embarrassed. I don't know what business you have climbing on Cody's shed, but you need to just...
I am not climbing on Cody's shed. This is what I am telling you.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
A Dodge Stratus. That's fine.
That's very fine.
But you know what? I have no idea what you're talking about. You have the wrong person because I have not been on Cody's shed. I have not climbed on Cody's shed.
Pam.
I don't even know who Cody is.
I wish you weren't a liar.
I'm not. You're calling me a liar?
I just wish you weren't a liar.
I'm not a liar. I think you're a jerk because you have no clue who you're talking about.
I'm talking to Pam, and you need to just stay away from Cody's house. Just all together.
If I knew who Cody was, I would go to his house and confront him and said, I have been on your shed.
Okay, you know what, Pam?
Give me Cody's address.
Pam, listen to me. You know what? I didn't want to have to do this, but I am placing you under house arrest.
You placed me under house arrest.
You are not...
Mr. Realty, who you're calling from, because it's on my caller ID.
Yeah, you don't
place
need to...
Place me on house arrest. Go ahead, place me on house arrest.
You are
you
not...
You do that.
You are not to
you
leave...
You have no clue. You have no clue.
You
who
are,
you're talking to, you have no clue about...
You are not to leave your house until further notice, Pam.
Yeah, okay, you know what? I'm leaving my house. See ya!
Oh, no, you're not. Thanks again to Sagacious Zoo for helping me scold Pam. I can't believe the nerve of that lady climbing all over Cody's shed. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. I love you all a bunch. See you next time.
I was believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you'd conceive. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But I don't know what that will be. I'll get back to you someday, soon you will see. What's my name? What's my station? Oh, just tell me what I should do. I don't need to be kind to the armies of night that would do such injustice to you, or bow down and be grateful and say, sure, take all that you see. To the men who move on me in dimly lit halls and determine my future for me, often I barely can speak. Yeah, I'm tongue-tied and dizzy, and I can't keep it to myself. What good is it to sing helplessness blues? Why should I wait for anyone else? And I